This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour is the Good Day program. August 11th is upon us, so we really are a third of the way through the month of August. School has already started in some places around the country. Next week, I think I spoke too soon. I said my grandson had started school this week. It's next week. Actually, but it's still too early. Unless you're going to do a year-round school system, which I think has merit, but you know, it's kind of betwixt and between. Right now, here's some good news, Jay. A missing dog, a Shih Tzu, in Jacksonville, reunited with its owner after the dog was found in New Jersey. So how does this dog, right, 8 months after his disappearance, ends up, this woman, Karen Haight, H-A-Y-T, runs a Facebook group called Lost Pets of Jacksonville. And apparently she found Sam through somebody. These things are amazing in how everybody is connected.
Yes, and all these different groups link up with other people in different groups.
Right, yep. So they found, but how is it clear how this dog got up to New Jersey?
Yes, it is. So there were people that happened to be, they were on a vacation, they were visiting, and they found the dog, and they couldn't find the owner, and they didn't want to just take it to a shelter because they didn't know what would happen to it after. So right. They just took it home with them. So this dog, it's not like this dog was just like out on, you know, in the wilderness for 8 months trying to survive itself. It was still being loved and cared for and cherished.
There have been stories like that. I remember in a recent, you know, 3, maybe 4 years ago, a recent episode of a dog that looked just like Lassie. Do you know who Lassie was?
Yes.
Oh, please tell me. Oh, good. Okay, she knows the answer. So here's a collie, a border collie, that apparently survived on its own for a long time and finally found its way back. And then there was a story not too long ago about a dog that was missing for like 8 years and got reunited with its owner. Mm-hmm. And another dog that was hundreds of miles away and found its way back to
we've heard different things like that where people take their pets with them on vacation and then their pet gets lost on vacation and manages to make their way home. And it's just great. Yeah. And the reason this dog was found was because he had been microchipped. And when people took him to the vet because there was just like this tiny little issue with his eye, and they looked and they found it was microchipped.
Yeah. So that's a lesson from Warren Eckstein to you. Get your dogs chipped. I've had my dogs for the last, I don't know, well, Charlotte was chipped. I forget whether Charlotte was really the first dog I think got chipped, but I have Daisy chipped. You probably have your Daisy chipped as well. It's a good lesson to learn. There is a new vaccine for Lyme disease that is in a clinical trial. It will become the first preventative treatment for Lyme disease, which is a really serious problem, depending on your immune system, depending on where you are in the country. It can be worse in some places than others, but it's spread by this black-legged, ugly, horrible tick that carries deer disease. They attack deer, mice, humans. I just picked one off of my, matter of fact, if we were on television, I put the camera on my chest here, where I had this new sort of type of tick this year gets you, you can't really see it, and it embeds itself so quickly under your skin. So I've had...
It's like those little seed ticks? Or is it even tinier than
that? I don't know a seed. I don't know what that is. What's a seed tick?
I don't remember what they're actually called, but the nickname is the seed tick because they're just these teeny, tiny little sesame seeds.
Okay. So that's what it is. First one I'd ever seen, I found on my side cheek earlier this spring, and I sprayed it with hydrogen peroxide. I had to dig it out with one of those tweezers. And so I've had a couple of those over the course of the summer, and I just found one yesterday afternoon on my chest. So I did the same thing, spray it with hydrogen peroxide, and then go at it with the tweezers. And because they just dig in, holding onto your skin, you really have to pick and pull to get them out of your system. Get them off of your, they're under your skin. Like, bingo, they're in their way. So anyway, this, I should probably have one of these. I have a strong immune system, so I'm lucky. But this new vaccine is supposed to help your immune response. If you're an adult or a child, and you're in places where there are a lot of people who get Lyme disease, then it's probably a good idea. I don't think it's a... I took a big one of those... You know, there's so many different kinds of ticks. I took a big, gross one of those fat, pot-bellied ticks off of Daisy last night. They haven't been as bad lately because everything's been so dry. As soon as it gets moist again, though, they're all over the place. So I guess that's good news, right?
How many times have you been bit or found
by
a tick
ticks?
On you?
Mm-hmm. Hundreds of times over the years.
Good grief.
Yeah, over the years. Yeah.
I found one on me and it was just crawling. It didn't even bite or embed or anything. And that
Well, the bigger ones do that sometimes. I had one that was on my neck the other night. I was Daisy and I were watching television. It was late and I was ready to go to bed. And I felt this thing on my shirt. And then I looked at my arm and there was a tick crawling around. So I just... take it off and go to the garbage disposal, throw it in the garbage disposal, grind it up. I have no qualms. Grind them up. They're horrible. Grind them up. Stomp on them. Burn them. Whatever. Does it sound like I'm a murdering SOB? No.
You're an advocate against
get them before they get you. Yeah. Go get them. Okay. Elon Musk is in the news again. This guy, is there a day? I don't know. Maybe this is the second time this week we've talked about Elon Musk. So I'll tell you why he's in focus after this.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cups sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you old stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you...
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say...
If it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV...
It can't be all working out, play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than...
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
No! No! No, no!
In case you don't know this fun fact about Doug, he really, really does not like the phrase, boy free.
Well, because it's improper English. Incorrect. Anyway, let's
and
get
that's
to...
advice for free.
Right?
Just kidding.
Yeah. 15 past the hour. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, and Elon Musk, who has sold about this is where everybody can do this, right? $7 billion in Tesla stock. In the event that he has to buy Twitter.
Yeah, just in case that Twitter buyout deal is forced. He wants to make sure that he has that change.
But how much is he selling? It was like $44 billion. So where's he going to get the rest of the dough?
Well, it's not worth it. It's $250 billion. Okay, he's probably just like, eh.
Yeah, no biggie.
Just a little dent.
Yeah, huh? So who's the... Does he have a well-known girlfriend these days? Or because he has whoever his girlfriend is, she's going to become well-known whether she likes it or not. Kind of reminds me of Bezos and his first wife, who's got to be the most... Looking at pictures... You know how much you can tell by looking at a picture of somebody, what they're about? You know, we've had as a sort of subtle theme through the program this morning, off and on, talking about people and how you really get to know them. And I started that out talking about Trump. You know, what's he really all about? What do you think he really is like as a person? And then I started thinking about that with regard to almost anybody. Do you really know my former woman that I felt more strongly about than probably any other woman in my life used to say to me, you really don't know another person. You never really, but she didn't put it in the form of a statement. She made a question out of it. Do you really ever know the other person? And the question is, the answer is probably no.
Yeah, think about that. Even people who live inside the same house, and then all of a sudden something tragic happens.
Yeah.
Like, there's this story of a dermatologist who apparently had been poisoning her husband with Drano since the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And he started had some suspicions, set up a camera in the kitchen, and caught her. And I'm sure that he thought he knew her pretty well. It's his wife.
Good God. Who does the... Well, this woman does it, I guess. This is in Irvine, California. So he set up a... So what's life like in living in that house? You put a camera in the kitchen to catch your wife trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it get that far? How come they weren't divorced? Why would
he's the one that eventually filed, and he's suing for full custody and everything, and then her attorneys are saying that she denies everything.
Ah, of course. So, what is it about cameras don't lie, or whatever it is? It's like numbers. What's that expression? Numbers, let's see, figures don't lie, liars figure. Right? You know that expression?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Somewhere in that vicinity. All right, we have... did I do a commercial break already? I think I did, didn't I? I don't even remember. Today has been...
Where are we?
Where are we and what are we doing here? All right, well, I do need to tell this story about... I got to keep you up to date with what's going on with Calitrin. The healthiest way to keep yourself in that zone that you want to be in terms of your weight, right? We all want to feel good. We want to look good, and we want to be good, and we want to be well. Two different things. Both apply to the look of your body. When you stand in front of a mirror, somebody told me this a couple of weeks ago, and it stuck. If you stand in front of the mirror naked, and you don't like what you're looking at, then what are you doing about it? Are you fixing it, or are you just kind of, uh-oh? So here's a way to fix that problem. If you have too much flab, and you want to... You know, you're running maybe, you want to try to work it off. Yeah, all those things, good exercise, making sure that you're eating well, all that's important. But if you're already there and you want to lose the weight and, more importantly, keep it off, then do what I do and so many other people do. The back-to-school special now at Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. That's their website, toploss.com. And the back-to-school special gives you, with the Doug discount code, free shipping. And 90 days free of this product that has been used by so many millions of people. Use it for yourself and enjoy the results. Calitrin, find it at toploss.com. It's 21 after the hour now on Doug's Good Day.
Get it. healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
I'm real proud of you, son.
Wow, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Will COVID have an increased impact because so many people in the hot weather are going inside and staying inside or being with people inside rather than outside?
COVID is an indoor virus, so it just depends on who you're inside with. And if we're all more inside, we might expect a spike in all this.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now, and yes, social media in the focus on the Good Day Show. Here we go into the celebrity socket for some of the trending news. Steven Seagal is a banana, and he's become more of a banana as he's gotten older. The latest from the Steven Seagal camp right after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
For free?
It could be a drinking game.
You have, by the way, you have an evil laugh. Anybody ever tell you that?
I have been told that on occasion, but thanks for reiterating it.
Hey, listen, it's my pleasure. Listen, I'm here to help. Here's Steven Seagal. Remember him, the karate chopper? He was an Asian marshal.
Under Siege guy.
Yeah. That was a good movie, by the way.
It was, yeah.
There are a couple of really good movies. Tommy Lee Jones and Gary Busey were fabulous bad guys. They were just, that movie was probably the best one Steven Seagal has ever done. He's done some real flat-footed stuff. He's just kind of a putz. And now that we find out that he's a vocal supporter of Putin, he showed up at a Russian prison camp. the one that exploded the other day, the Ukrainian prisoners were all killed there. So apparently he's looking at the wreckage, eyeballing some of the shrapnel that killed all the Ukrainians. There were a lot of Ukrainians in this camp, prisoners. The memory that I have of seeing a picture of Seagal with Puke and Putin giving him the Russian Citizenship Award back in 2016, after Seagal said, hey, this is a good idea, annex Crimea, and I'll come vacation with you, the fat blanky blank that I am, and we'll blubber on the beach together.
Oh, he's been very vocal about how he thinks Putin is one of the greatest world leaders, if not the greatest world leader alive today.
Is that like Dennis Rodman talking about fatty in North Korea? Same kind of thing, I guess, right? The fact that Dennis Rodman would go over there and commune with the Kim Jong-un, it sounds like the same kind of weird fascination for whatever the reason. Anyway, so Seagal is a special representative in the Russian Foreign Ministry. So what does that say about his American citizenship? Should we just tell him to go live there? Hey, listen, you like it over there so much? Go live there.
Can we swap him for Brittany Griner?
Maybe, yeah, trade Steven Seagal. Wow, what a great idea. Steven Seagal goes and Brittany Griner comes back to America. Okay, good idea. Let's put that in the works here, shall we? It's 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with...
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy! No. Yeah, we really lost a stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As America watches the credibility of the FBI erode after the heavily armed raid against President Trump, FBI Director Christopher Wray on Wednesday says he's the victim, calling the rhetoric of his department's overreach and the online threats that followed deplorable and dangerous.
As to the issue of threats, I will say that I'm always concerned about violence and threats of violence against law enforcement, and that is a topic that I have been talking about frequently.
A federal judge ruled this week that Walgreens can be held responsible for contributing to San Francisco's opioid crisis. U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer on Wednesday upheld a city attorney's claim that the pharmacy chain had not exercised proper oversight with the powerful drugs. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
A federal jury in Chicago convicted two former traders of J.P. Morgan Chase's precious metals desk with manipulating gold prices, finding they used misleading orders to rig prices. The convictions came after a seven-year Justice Department campaign to punish a style of deceptive trading in futures markets known as spoofing. J.P. Morgan paid $920 million in 2020 to settle regulatory and criminal charges against the bank over the traders' conduct. What would be better for Americans? 87,000 security officers to protect our children in schools or 87,000 IRS agents? How about 87,000 Border Patrol agents? Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, a Republican from New York, compared the Inflation Reduction Act's 87,000 new IRS agents to a Democrat militia on Newsmax.
Unfortunately, what happens when you have terrible leadership at the top that's corrupt, that's willing to engage in the type of scandalous abuse of power that they're doing right now, whether it's from the Russia collusion hoax all the way to, you know, weaponizing against parents just going to school board meetings to a raid on the former president in some what appears to be a retaliatory scandal based on Trump's demand of releasing the Russia collusion hoax documents from the National Archives.
A Nevada judge has dismissed Republican Joey Gilbert's lawsuit seeking a hand recount after his loss to Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo in the Republican gubernatorial primary. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's the Little League World Series, and a qualifier got hit. He hit the batter in the head with a ball. Instead of this kid crying and moaning and groaning, his biggest concern was for the kid that threw the pitch at him. How is he doing? I'm so sorry that you hit me. He's apologizing to the kid.
Aww,
that
what a
hit him.
Little creature.
Right, exactly.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, the celebration of the day continues with Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. It's National Son and Daughter Day, Jay. Origins back to the 1930s in Missouri, where a gentleman in the town of St. Joseph took up a young boy's cause when the youngster complained that his mom and dad each day had a day, so why shouldn't he, right?
Yeah, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Why don't kids get that special recognition
Children's
when they get
day.
To be spoiled?
Yeah, that's right. And the idea has caught on gradually, although I don't think if it's not on a Sunday, it's not going to be taken seriously anyway. Right? Even though there have been attempts to officially recognize National Son and Daughter Day here and there, it just doesn't seem to have grabbed on. I never actually knew there was a National Son and Daughter Day until you brought it to my attention.
And to think about how long it's been going on, too.
Yeah. Since, what, 1915 or something? Somebody's been doing something.
Well, yeah, the 70s and then the 80s. Nobody really paid attention in the 70s, but the 80s is when it kind of really started picking up.
Yeah.
And then the 90s, we started getting that take our daughters and sons to work day, which was a playoff of it.
Yeah, I suppose. But I had not heard, so somebody like me is supposed to be up on all kinds of things that are going on. Somebody, you should be ashamed of yourself. You didn't know that was going on? No, I didn't. Okay.
What of it?
All right. Here's something kind of cool. John Stamos and the Beach Boys are going to have a tribute concert for Bob Saget. It's called the 60 Years of Sounds of Summer concert in the Greek Theater in L.A., and it's going to be this Sunday night. John Stamos has a band. Did you know John Stamos had a band?
Well, he had Jesse and the Rippers on Full House, but I always thought he was just kind of the extra Beach Boy. I didn't realize he had his own band, too.
Well, yeah, apparently. Well, there's a little of that going on. But so if you're a fan of the Beach Boys, you're a fan of John, and you're a John Stamos fan, and you also are a fan of Bob Saget, everybody comes together with the 60 Years of Sounds of Summer, which I'm sure will have this song in it when Sunday night rolls around. One of my favorite Beach Boys songs, right? So love this. Crank it up there, James.
Like California, you see them wearing their baggies.
What's better than this?
A bushy, bushy blonde hair.
I hope there's a shimmy going on with everyone right now.
Yeah, right. There we go. Move it. Well said. So Saget's widow, Kelly Rizzo, was talking about how this was his birthday, right? John Stamos
Back on his birthday when John posted the thing. And he was just like, Bobby, I miss you terribly. And he said that death ends a life, not a relationship, quoting Jack Lemmon. And that's when Kelly Rizzo, Saget's widow, was like, sure words have never been spoken. Love you, brother.
Yeah, very cool.
That relationship they had was truly adorable.
Yep. 38 past the hour, the Russians and the Ukrainians. Here we go. How did Ukraine figure that they could bump off the Russians the way they did? We were just talking about Steven Seagal and him being an emissary for Putin. And he became an emissary when the Russians took over Crimea. So now turnabout is fair play, and there are a number of theories that have surfaced over the last day or so to explain how this daring and really successful attack on the Russian airbase in the Crimea was carried out. The Russians, of course, are denying, oh, we didn't really have that, a plane blew up or some other stupid thing they said, instead of acknowledging that the Ukrainians handed them their butts at this at the air base in Crimea, which they took over, what was it, 2016, I think, when the Russians attacked. People forget about this. The Russians attacked Ukraine before because they wanted to get the Crimea. The Crimea is like Cape Cod. They all the Russian bigwigs like to go to the Crimea for their summer vacay, and the beaches are great, the entertainment is great, the food is great, it's a resort. And so the Russians want to own it. Now that they're there, okay, we might as well take over the rest of Ukraine while we're there. The problem is the Ukrainians are not cooperating. So here we go. But I think this is pretty interesting. I wouldn't want to, the Ukrainians, there are a lot of people looking into this. Well, how'd they do this? I wouldn't, if I were a Ukrainian soldier or somebody in the military that was in charge, I wouldn't tell anybody how it happened.
Right, yeah.
Right? No.
You don't need to brag about it. You already know what you did.
Right. Speaking of bragging, Joe Biden had lunch with Bill Clinton. I'd love to have been a bird on the wall for that one. Wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Absolutely. Any acting president meeting up with a former president, right. I would love to hear what their conversation is.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Clinton said to Biden that he ought to take credit when inflation decreases, you grab it and run with it. That's what Clinton did during his presidency. Whenever anything good happened, he took credit for it. and the PRP were working with him. Yep, fabulous. Clinton's responsible. That's how he got reelected so easily the second time, even though his private life was in shambles. Didn't make any difference. People sort of said, okay, Clinton. And that was during the time when his chief advisor, Jim, I can see him, married to Mary Matlin. Jim begins with a C. Anyway, he said, it's the economy, stupid. Just bang away at that. Anything that has to do with the economy, that's good, you take credit for it. And that's what Clinton told Biden to do. Hey, listen, things are going to change around. So set yourself up to take credit when inflation decreases, and whether it happens. See, I think this is going to be a soft. There's a worry that, you know, the price of gas and other things are going to affect us. Yeah, they are, and they have, and inflation's a problem. No question about it. But is this going to be as bad as the last recession in 2010? No way. And you know another way you can tell? The amount of money that's being spent and is projected to be spent on the midterm elections for promotion on radio, on television, social media, the advertising budget, guess what it is? You want to take a guess?
No, I will be entirely wrong. $2.4 million?
$10 billion.
I was not expecting a B.
The impact projections for the midterm election between now and November, ad spending will push up to an estimated $9.7 billion. This is the second consecutive election cycle to pass the $9 billion mark, but the last one was the presidential election, and I remember when Obama ran, we all thought it was outrageous that $4 billion was spent, and then I'm trying to remember back to another milestone, even when Clinton was running, it was in the hundreds of millions, but now it's gone so crazy, spending. Hey, go back to 2018, it was $4 billion. Yeah, that's what I'm just looking at the stats here. So the remainder of this from now, they've spent so far on the primary. Candidates have spent $4 billion on the primary in an off-year election. That was more than what was spent when Obama was running back in 2008. Yeah, it was 2008. So
that is just so ludicrous.
Isn't it crazy? For a job that pays $160,000, $170,000, $180,000 a year, that's what these guys get, the members of the Senate, members of the House. So it's
and then it goes back to all of the fundraising and the donors that they make promises to get that money.
Yeah.
And then that's who they serve, not the American people.
Well, that's where the real cycle here that is corruption comes out of what happens thanks to the Citizens United ridiculous ruling that came down from the Supreme Court, another horrible, dumb, un-American ruling that treats corporations as if they were individuals so they can give as much money as they want to a particular candidate. It's complete corruption, 100% complete corruption. Speaking of that and people who are corrupt, a focus on Al Sharpton in a moment here on the Good Day program.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Uh-oh. always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
After the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So I was thinking about all of the villains, right? Americans love good guys and bad guys. And so who's been more of a villain with the liberals than Joe Manchin, right? Now, all of a sudden, because of this bill that's been passed, he's a hero. The libs love him. He's fabulous. He's perfect. So I was thinking about somebody who really is, a villain? Yeah, I think Al Sharpton is a villain. Okay, I'll put him in that category. So Al Sharpton this week has started a group to fix dietary racism in America. You want to take a shot at what you think that means, that phrase?
Nope, not even remotely.
Dietary racism. Where do they come up with that? It's actually pretty clever, frankly, even though it's kind of misdirected.
What is it?
It's, he and some other civil rights leaders got together this week. Went to see the Department of Agriculture, the head of the Department of Agriculture. They referred to the National School Lunch Program as dietary racism because the feds are forcing, quote-unquote, millions of minority children to drink milk without allowing them a healthier alternative. Now, you can imagine how this, when I saw this on my radar screen.
Well, you're a big advocate for milk, obviously.
So, Al Sharpton and his group and other civil rights people want not just milk to be available, dairy milk, but they say it's inheritably inequitable and socially unjust. Because children of color are more likely to be lactose intolerant, meaning they can't digest sugars and dairy and that sort of thing.
But there should be a choice, no matter where the school is. There should be a milk or water or even some kind of healthier juice option, not the sugar-filled stuff. But
using this, I mean, everybody's got a problem and everything is racism. He says, quote, "If black lives matter, so does our health and nutrition. But the National School Lunch Program consistently fails children of color." And so there's a letter and a meeting that went on, a letter to the president, yada, 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 saying that we have to end dietary racism in our schools. I just find that I get what the point is, and it's not a bad point, as you just pointed out. Frankly, but it's just the way, you know, everything is a problem. It's dietary racism. It's on purpose. You're trying to destroy the black race by giving them cow's milk. Nothing could be further from the truth. That's ludicrous. But anyway, I mean, the point is taken well. There ought to be, as you just said, varieties of things that children can drink that are not sugary but healthy. That should be the predicate.
It should be an option, yes. And racism and stereotypes and prejudice all kind of go along with each other, but they are not the same.
Nope. All right, 10 before the hour.
I'm about
about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Beatles songs from early 64. Crank this up, will you, James?
I love this
chorus harmony. Help in any way. Now I'm not so self-assured.
Open
up the door. Help me if you can. I'm feeling down. Been a member of the Beatles. You couldn't tell me from 100%. The Beatles there, Tucker, right? You couldn't tell, but me singing with the Beatles. I could have been.
I think you fit in. I thought you fit in really well. By the way, I think eventually we all need help. Some more than others. Ezra Miller, Armie Hammer, yeah. They will probably need a little bit more help than others. But we play that song because this day in movie history, August 11, 1965, The Beatles' Help was released in theaters. Five movies, 4 theatrical, yeah. 1 TV. Theatrical, Hard Day's Night in 64, Help, Yellow Submarine, Let It Be. All popular.
Yellow Submarine.
Yes.
Yellow Submarine. Who doesn't remember that?
Everybody.
Yeah, right.
Except if you were born yesterday.
Okay, all right, calm down. So the I want to know who's going to play Donald Trump in the movie about his life. We've had, what, presidents. There hasn't been a, well, it kind of was a Bill Clinton.
He'll play
movie,
himself,
but.
No?
I want to see him.
He wouldn't want it any other way.
That's true. Taking the Fifth, right?
Yeah.
Invoked the Fifth Amendment when he was being questioned.
I'd have to think as we speak. a lot of research and a lot of screenwriters. There's probably a decent amount of books and scripts being written inside it, behind the scenes information.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see.
Denise Richards.
We're living through fascinating times, let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's true. Denise Richards, who is a.
Yes.
And this sounds like an old and sexist statement. Yeah, she was a cutie pie. She's been interviewed lately and talks about not being a sex symbol and that she regrets getting her breast implants before she made a movie.
Do I need to know this?
Well, I don't know. I just kind of.
She was a Bond girl.
Yeah, she was in, wasn't...
World is not enough.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she was good. I think she's kind of cute, actually. But isn't it awful that people say, well, they take people apart for what they've done to themselves? Everybody's got their choices, and so people make choices one way or another.
By the way, Charlie Sheen's disappeared. I haven't heard much of him in the last few years. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, Steve Martin... And his buddies are going through trying to figure out, I guess, what the next step is. Aren't they doing he and
Martin Short.
Martin Short doing
that? They have a popular streaming show. Thanks, Selena Gomez.
It's great. Only Murders in the Building.
Have you seen it? Do you like it?
Oh, I love it, yes.
Really? Now, see, that'd be a good theatrical. I would think this would be a great theatrical movie. That's why I brought it up. And then, you don't think so? No.
Maybe. You know, speaking of theatrical, if you're a John Wick fan, Keanu Reeves, Part 4 in theaters March 24, 2023. You know, I was watching Part 3. I was going through the channels the other night, and I'm watching Part 3.
So violent.
I tell you, listen, violent, yes, but there's the choreography of action in those movies are as good as anything ever produced in the history of motion picture. I mean, it's stunning. Like, I was sitting there watching that. There's a sequence with Halle Berry and him, and they're gunning down these bad guys in his German I mean, I'm watching. It's like, it is stunning filmmaking. I don't know how they did it. I just don't know how they did it. It's so believable and gritty and real, but it's really well done. I know you don't like that type of extreme
violence.
Action, but it's very well done. I just want to point that out.
Well, when you look at some of these other things, if you move your focus to movies like Top Gun, the most recent one, the things that were done were unbelievable. But when you realize that with some of the actors, they're sort of put into the cockpit, Tom Cruise is actually flying the plane.
I know.
And there's a monitor, the camera in the plane as he's flying, doing all the things that you see him do. All the stunts that he does, it's just, I find that to be one of the reasons.
They never had that technology on a horse when John Wayne rode.
No. Imagine that. I mean, that would be very interesting. That's a
pretty
very
good stuff.
Cool comment. Yeah, that is. Yeah, John Wayne and a camera on his saddle. That would be something else, something to behold. All right, Chuck, I love having
you
here. Wonderful human being that you are. Here we are on the Doug Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, another wonderful human being. It's 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.